Contracts for all government unions are up this summer. Will there be a change to the policy of remote working as part of those labor talks? Well, we reached out to the head of the largest public sector union. Randy Pereira is in charge of HGA, the Hawaii Government Employees Association. Here's what he had to say.
Well, there are initial problems, as everybody knows. There are a number of people whose jobs just don't lend itself to working from home, or at least not at the time. Since then, I think there's been a lot of adaptation by government. Certainly, things have changed where now electronic signatures are more readily accepted. More documents can be processed electronically. And as a result, I think in some workplaces, they're finding that productivity has actually increased, and employees have been able to get more done by doing it remotely. And in a lot of places, what we're seeing is that they're rotating staff just to ensure social distancing. They're rotating staff different days of the week. So staff does get into the office so that they can access documents or do whatever they need to do. And then they'll rotate in and out. So far, we don't have very much in the way of complaints. And I think the employers have gotten a lot better and more responsive in terms of addressing whether people are going to be working remotely or when they have to be physically in a building someplace.
So do you think we're going to have some changes to a telework policy?
Well, there is an existing telework policy that the state had developed some years ago. There may be some tweaking that they would suggest to accommodate some of the lessons learned from the pandemic, Catherine. But I think, sure, the policy is here to stay, and I think now you'll see more agencies being willing to allow teleworking where it is in the better interest of the state as well as for the employees. And you know, certainly from our perspective, whatever works, works. And we're not getting in the way of that by any means. As a matter of fact, a lot of our members were disappointed several years ago when, for whatever reason, the state had shut down its telework center that they had in Mililani. A lot of people had occasionally at least taken advantage of that, and it was somewhat of a disappointment for them to go backwards. I don't characterize anything really as a silver lining when it comes to this pandemic, but you know, certainly the ability to work remotely is something a little bit positive that's come out of all this.
Well, over the many decades, you know, there have been proposals of a four-day work week, staggered work hours, and for whatever reason, you know, government chose not to go that direction. But I imagine, you know, traffic is just, you know, so different now, because not everybody's on the freeway at the same time to be there at 8.
That's true. And actually, it's not entirely true that government didn't go down the road. I think government chose not to go down the road of a complete modified work week or four-day week or what have you. But we've got numerous agreements with individual employees or with different offices where employees are working either four-day weeks on a rotation basis or with some kind of modified work schedules, still ensuring that the public service hours in statute are covered. But we've got a number of cases where the employers have been willing, and the state in particular has been willing, to reach agreement with its employees for more flexible schedules. So it's been happening right throughout. It's just not universally done.
Okay, so the government contracts are up this summer. I mean, is this going to be a piece in the labor talks?
I don't know how much there is really at this point. Like I said, there's been a policy in place for quite a while. And unless the employers are looking to tweak that policy in some way, I think what we've done in other agreements where people modify their hours is the policy is broad enough that it allows for flexibility. And the employee, with our support, really reaches an understanding with their managers. And, you know, we may solidify that into some form of written document, but we'll do things more on a case-by-case basis. I think what you'll see, perhaps, is a move to more of these agencies that are proposing remote work. And some of the managers that I've talked to in the last several months have suggested that given the success, as well as just given more crowded workspaces, they're looking to continue the telework option beyond that point where the pandemic has really required it. So, you know, we're looking forward to see, and there may be some things that we discuss in bargaining, but like I said, the policy's in place, so that may not be totally necessary.
When are the reopeners for the contract talks?
We've already submitted, and as a matter of fact, you know, at this point, both sides have exchanged proposals, and I don't recall in any bargaining unit where the telework issue was put on the table, but that doesn't preclude the parties from agreeing to talk about it for sure.
Well, I know there are departments where they can't work remotely, mm-hmm. you know, because it's sensitive stuff, whether it's a tax office or the employees' retirement system or the health department. But as far as the employees who are working at home, I mean, do they have enough laptops or computers? I mean, how is that all working out with the, you know, government providing some of the equipment that they might need or paying for their internet?
Well, we haven't seen government paying for people's internet. Certainly, broadband capability is a necessity for individuals to do work remotely from home in many instances. There may be some issues like that that the parties, both the state and us, would have to discuss. But you know, for the most part, we haven't, or at least at my level, I have not heard about a lot of individual complaints about the equipment and other things. It seems that great flexibility was provided within the bounds of confidentiality and, as you said, sensitive stuff that people aren't able to take out of the workplace. But, you know, we have some glitches, but for the most part, it's been working.
What about opening up maybe some of these jobs or hard to fill jobs by folks that don't live here in Hawaii?
That's news to me.
I mean, I think they're considering that on the federal level,
right?
You know? But I mean, is that something that would work here in Hawaii?
I think that's something that we'd have to talk about because that's a concept that at no time has the state ever brought up that concept with us, and I think that would be something that we'd have to explore a little bit more. There are, as you said, now maybe not in every case, but there are certain sensitivities, and at the same time, I think just talking through my hat, I would say then there's some tax issues, because if the state of Hawaii is going to be paying a wage to somebody, I presume that they're going to want to capture some taxes. But if that individual is filing taxes in his or her home state, you know, two states can't collect tax on the same income. So I think there are some issues that would have to be considered.
Okay, so as you look down the pipeline of where this idea of telework and where, you know, where it's going to go, I don't know. What are you predicting?
I think that more, as we're seeing in the private sector, I think more government offices will be seeing an increase in the amount of remote work that is allowed and encouraged. I think one thing that the state probably has begun to assess, and I have not talked to the comptroller about this, but as you know, state government leases a lot of space. There are buildings that are pretty much full. They lease a lot of other space, and this work, working from home or doing work remotely, may well allow the state to cut back and save where otherwise they'd be expending monies on rent. So I think there are some positives, clearly, that come from all of this, and I would anticipate within the next year or so, you'll see kind of it's solidifying into longer-term work arrangements where people do their work remotely and not always coming into town and, hey, like you said, having a positive impact on traffic as well.
We've been hearing from HGA's Randy Pereira, the head of the largest public sector union, about working remotely and the possibility of changes to the state's telework program.